listening to the Online Supercoach Podcast, the place where business owners create breakthroughs. Here's your host, AJ Mirza.
Awesome, cool. I'm going to think we'll get straight into it. And I was going to introduce you, actually. You just sent a bio through to me. And you know, I watched your video on this earlier on just to kind of get a catch of some things that we've mentioned before we started. But I've actually read your actual kind of, I'll call it like an elevator pitch, like who you are in a few paragraphs. It's actually quite an incredible thing to read. Like, it's really impressive.
Thank you.
I was just going to read it out, but I kind of like, I won't mind letting you explain it and talk about it, just a bit about who you are. So I think a cool thing to do will be to maybe introduce yourself, just talk a little bit about what you've done, like who actually you are, who AJ is. And just tell us a bit about what you currently do. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So let's get started. How far back do I go? I was a fat boy that turned into a fitness coach. That was the start of my fitness journey. You know, I struggled with weight most of my life. I'm a heaviest. I was 60 pounds overweight, had chipmunk cheeks, boy boobies, and a big old belly. And I was very, very insecure. And, you know, the first time I got connected with fitness, it literally changed my life. I lost 60 pounds. I transformed my mind and my body. I became more confident. And then I just felt this deep desire to help other people become in the best shape of their lives as well. So that's where I became certified as a personal trainer. This was back in 2000, the year 2000, you know? So it's basically just extremely passionate, doing one-on-one training, just helping as much people as I could. I was getting a lot of referrals. And really just growing my business organically. My own story of being overweight and losing it, I was very relatable to people. So, you know, they felt I connected with them more. So I had a lot of extremely obese clients, some of them 200, 300 pounds overweight. And I guess my story connected with theirs, and we just kept on helping each other. Then near the end of the 2000s, 2008, we had the huge financial crash. And from there, like, half my business went away because I didn't know how to market myself. I was just working on referrals. And then I really had to figure out a new way of growing my business. I first started with group training, charging less per session, having more people in there, doing a little boot camp. But still, one thing that was really getting to me was this amount of work I was doing to get clients to market myself, working in the business, getting but 5 a.m., working until, you know, 9, 10 p.m. at night, and then never taking the weekends off. From the year 2000 to 2010, for that 10-year period, I never took a vacation, literally just working all the time. And then when business went bad, I was working even more just to try to make ends meet. So I started doing a lot of research on fitness marketing at the time because I knew that I don't know how to market myself. I didn't have a website. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And then I met my first mentor. His name is Chris McCombs, and he was a genius when it came to online marketing. And he taught me everything about how to market yourself, how to develop a sales process, how to serve clients online. And that investment really taught me that, wow, I don't have to just be here inside the gym. I could do online training. And within 2 years of working with him, coaching me on learning everything to build an online business, I launched my first online personal training company in 2010.
Oh, nice. So the online training company you launched back in 2010, was this before or after? Because you've had a couple of best-selling books. Was this before then or after then? Or did that lead to those books?
Yes, that was like before because, again, I was literally working in the gym all day, every day, back-to-back clients, small group clients, boot camps. And then once I was getting traction with the online personal training, I started to get more freedom. And the first thing I did was I took off Tuesdays and Thursdays. No clients on those days. And on those days, I would work on my online business, marketing, studying, implementing. And that start allowed me to then take off more days. So I took off another day. Instead of working 7 days a week, I started only train 2 days a week. And then once my online business was making enough money, I said, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. Let me go fully online. And that was one of the best days of my life to retire from personal training, you know, doing for over a decade and go fully online. And my whole life changed because, again, I had all this freedom. Instead of, you know, trading hours for dollars, I had an online program that was coaching people. It was systematized and it gave me the confidence and the ability to just focus more on my marketing to get more people into my online fitness program. So that inspired me to write a book. And then actually 2013, I wrote my first book, which became a bestseller, The Mind Body Fitness Solution. And that book was my whole life story, but also the main funnel into my online program.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Just quickly, obviously, it went really well. Obviously, online business going from success to success. So much to the point that I think you did. Like, I'm just looking through some of your stuff we've got on here. And you wrote for Entrepreneur Magazine, the 4 steps to growing your coaching business to $1 million a year, which is, for a lot of people inside this group, most people here are just starting out in their online world. They're trying to grow it. And especially now, I mean, more people than ever have almost had their hands forced into the online world at the moment.
And yes,
it must be quite a comforting thing to hear that, someone has been out there and took this into, a 7-figure business. And to actually see that happen, see someone, speak to somebody that's actually done that, I'm sure it's going to help a lot of people today. So I'm excited to really dig deeper into that and kind of go on what actually that process was.
And happy to share. And like many people on this call, I started off being broke as a joke, when I was first personal training, my number one goal was to make $3,000 a month. If I make $3,000 a month, I'm set for life, And obviously once you make $3,000 a month, then it's, $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month. So obviously you're always climbing the ladder. And then, it took me 10 years to get to that 7-figure million-dollar mark. And at the end of the day, it's all about patience.
Is there anything particularly that happened? I mean, the article we talked about there with these kind of 4 steps. Was there any particular points during that 10-year period where you kind of had these light bulb moments where you thought, I need to go and do this, I need to go and do that? And what was that like? Were there these hard times? How did that work? How did that fall out for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think personally, for me, the greatest progress I made in my business was from coaching and masterminds. In other words, investing in myself. And when I was launching my online personal training business, I was gaining traction and I was getting more confidence, and I wanted to learn about more people that were very successful online. And at the time, I was listening to this podcast. It was called I Love Marketing, and it's still out right now. It's one of the best podcasts on marketing, especially if you go back into the earlier episodes. And I was just listening to it all day long, learning different types of marketing. And the main type of marketing that works really well is direct response marketing. Now, this is the best for an online fitness business because it allows you to test and track your marketing. And in I Love Marketing, they always talked about this mastermind. It was called the 25K group. It was the top mastermind for direct response marketing. And it was called the 25K group because you have to pay $25,000 to be a member, and it was a lot of money. It was like contemplating. I was like, do I do this? Do I not? I had a call with the sales guy, and I wired $25,000 from my bank account, money that I was working hard on making. And it was the scariest thing I ever did. I could not sleep that night. But that one mastermind allowed me to grow exponentially. And the people in that group, there's a lot of millionaires. There's people that have $100 million businesses, but also a few billionaires come to the meetings. And I remember I was following a lot of Jim Rohn at the time, and he has a great quote. He says, you are the average of the closest people in your life, your health, your wealth, your relationships, your happiness. And I said, if I surround myself with people that are 10, 20, 100 steps further away from me, that's probably the fastest way to grow. And it absolutely was, because I wasn't making anywhere near as the people in the other groups. I was the lowest guy in the totem pole and the dumbest guy in the room. And that was the greatest advantage, because want to be the dumbest person in the room, because every single person, from a conversation, from just looking at what was possible, it blew me away. Because at the time, I thought to be a multimillionaire, you have to be super smart and you have to be so savvy and you have to, be a great talker. However, when I was going to these meetings and masterminding with these multimillionaires, they were just like me. You and I, just normal conversations. We're having a beer together, the same problems, no smarter, essentially. And that was like the big shift I had. I'm like, wow, if they could do it, so could I. And then being in that mastermind, I just got so much growth just from the immersion, because I was getting upset when, let's say, I had a client and at the time I was charging $1,000 and they canceled, and I was like, oh my God, this sucks, and getting all in my head. Meanwhile, one of the guys in the meeting said, I'm being sued for $20 million and I'm going to lose it all. And he's like balancing these huge problems. And I'm like, wow, my problem is nothing compared to that. And I'm like, now I see a whole new perspective on what's possible.
That's incredible. to me, I'm a big believer in that as well. I like to try and surround myself with people that are generally better than me. I always have a rule of thumb that don't be the smartest person in the room. If you're the smartest person in the room, find another room to go to. I always have kind of a rule of thumb. And I think, I think for me, like, if anyone's listening to this, if you have the opportunity to get involved with masterminds, even if, like, you don't have to go out and spend $25,000 on one, but the other ones out there, and I think to get in these groups, to get with these groups of people, to get involved with people who, not even in the same industry, for me, they don't have to be in the same industry. Like, you can learn so much from being around other people. And to be honest with you, I've been present, one of the reasons I started doing these interviews inside this group was personally for me, because I wanted to surround myself with people like you and other people to see what they do and have conversations with them and get involved with that and see what that can do for me as well as everyone else that's listening. So, that's awesome to go and hear that. Yeah, really, really good.
And that's true. Like, you know, proximity is power, right? And if you cannot be in a physical room full of very successful people, interview them, right? I think about Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. He created all of his success and changed the world. Think and Grow Rich is, you know, he interviewed the top millionaires at the time, you know? And one thing I realize is, you know, people that are very successful, they're very accessible if you interview them, you know? And that's a little secret I learned because I started a podcast and I would reach out to people, ask for help. And of course, they'd be like, well, this is my consulting fee or I'm too busy. Well, can I interview you? And then I would use those interviews as kind of like coaching sessions, you know, to connect with them and to get the information.
Nice. Can we just quickly talk about your podcast? So there's some of the things I really want to go into about some of the stuff we talked about already, but you mentioned there about your podcast. Now that podcast had quite a big impact. I used to listen to it quite a lot, especially when I first started out in the industry. Like, I don't do too much online coaching with people these days. I tend to do more stuff with PTD. But so back in the day, I started out as a coach, an online coach, and did that, where I used a lot of stuff in your podcast. Can we talk a little bit about that and kind of, you know, how did you get into that? So, you know, we've talked about, you know, you became a PT, you got this kind of, you went online, you did really well, these kind of best-selling books are part of this sales funnel, which I know we can kind of talk about in a bit, about how that book would help with that. But, like, how did you make that jump from, okay, we're going to go from here to this podcast where we can start interviewing these people, maybe start helping fit pros out as well? What happened there? What decided to help you make that leap?
Yeah, absolutely. So around the time when I was scaling up my online personal training business, I was starting to talk about it a lot to other people in the fitness industry, and I would go to events. And then I was asked to speak at different events about online personal training, and I was interviewed, and, you know, a lot of people saw me because I, you know, at the time, a lot of people were not doing online personal training. You know, there was probably a handful of people. So being like one of the pioneers in there, I saw a huge need in the marketplace. So people started asking me to coach them. And at first, I didn't know, like, I was never a business coach. I didn't plan on being a business coach. So I said, let me just give them everything that I did to grow my business. And I would just share with them my strategies. And then that really started taking off. So I said to myself, like, okay, I could coach one-to-one in this fashion, but also kind of be stuck like I was as a personal trainer. So with my business coaching, I decided to go to a one-to-many model, a online group coaching model. And one day I just decided to create this webinar where basically I was going to share the ins and outs of my business, sharing my backstories, how I started as a personal trainer. These are all the steps I took. And these are the exact softwares I use. Here's what I do for lead generation. Here's what I do for my sales funnel. Here's my online backend program. And I show them step-by-step everything. So I literally recorded it like in a spur of the moment. And I put it online. And all of a sudden, that just started getting sales. In sales, I remember like the first week, like five people bought the coaching program, you know? Next week, 10 people. And I kid you not, within a year of that webinar, I made over $1 million, you know?
That's amazing.
That was like, you know, back when no one was doing webinars, you know, back in 2013. Yeah. But the thing that I realized is there was a huge hole in the marketplace. And that's the greatest thing you could learn with online coaching. If there's an underserved market and you become the person who serves them with a product or a service, you're going to explode like crazy.
I'll tell you, that's interesting. Again, one of the first things I kind of remember from kind of listening to that, about the podcast, I was asking, the podcast is called the Online Super Coach Podcast.
Yes.
I'm assuming it's still called that, but yeah.
Yes,
so yeah, if you want to check it out, it's iTunes, you can get it on. It's really, really good.
Thank you. Yes, running the podcast for the past 5 years. And the principle is really simple. I just interview six and seven figure online coaches. So many times I literally treat it like a coaching session for myself. So, hey, what do you do for your marketing? What type of programs do you sell? How do you coach people? And they share everything. And that's why, you know, it's very tangible, like the information on there.
Yeah. So it's awesome. It's definitely worth checking out. Definitely worth checking out. If I can, I'll get the link. I'll pop the link into the comments
so you guys
can have a look at it so they can see it all. So quickly on that, one of the things I can always remember was your five pillars. I think we used to call it now, so the five pillars, five systems to create an online business. I've always remember following that. It's like the simplest system ever from what I can remember. And obviously, I know we've talked for the past 10, 15 minutes, we've kind of touched on bits of that about some of the systems that you use and literally just a second ago. So like, can we talk about a bit more now? What are these kind of five steps? I'm sure many people here, you know, especially they are just starting out in the online industry and they're looking at ways to build an online business, especially with the pandemic that's going on at the moment. You know, what would these five steps be? Because I've never heard it as simple as you put it before.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, of course, like I had the great joy of like being one of the pioneers in online personal training. And then over the past 10 years, I've worked with, you know, close to 1,000 people in various ways through coaching and seminars and, you know, just getting feedback from them. And I forgot to mention this, but I was actually inducted into the Fitness Hall of Fame for bringing personal training to our community. And it was a life-changing moment because I was like, I never thought of just starting off as this fat kid turning to a personal trainer and then being in the Hall of Fame. But I realized that, okay, online personal training is just starting and it's going to explode like crazy, right? We're just in the infancy stages of it. And there's a lot of things that are coming in the future to really grow it, technology, VR, augmented reality, artificial intelligence. It's going to get so big and so crazy. And especially we saw something like COVID shut down gyms and personal training studios. Literally people will have a headset and they'll be coached by someone in a room from their home. And they're going to be like training with people. Like the technology is coming out. It is out of this world. You know,
like the new Apple glass things, the augmented technology. They've got stuff in there, haven't they? That's incredible stuff. Yeah, it's really cool. Apple, they're bringing out their glasses and that's augmented technology that they can use. So glasses just like these. And you can watch them, and you'll actually have stuff inside it within your room. So you've got Apple Health running through that. It's still concept, but it's cool. Incredible stuff. Anyway, sorry, I'm digressing. Yeah.
We're in the best place of you know, online personal training because this is only the infancy as technology greatly increases. If you're doing it now, it's only going to get better and better. There's a lot more opportunity. Again, when I first started, there was like no technology. We're just using Skype and basic simple apps as back in 2010. I had to spend $40,000 to build my own app. And I built an app called Lean Buddy. And that was really to like coach people online and how to hold them accountable. And then once I started using PT Distinction, Lean Buddy was obsolete because PT Distinction blew my own app away. I literally stopped using it. But the main point of what I was saying is, right, technology is going to change, social media is going to change. But one thing that does not change is human behavior. So I said to myself, what are the five systems to grow an online fitness business? And what's going to be timeless? Even 100 years from now, when we have cyborgs and robots training people, we're going to have these five systems to grow your business, right? And the biggest question I get from most people is, how do I get started? How do I grow my business? So I'll share the five systems really briefly. First and foremost, system number one, you need to be an expert to a specific target market, okay? A niche is super important, being a specialist. Number two, you have to have a marketing system that generates leads, whether that's organic, paid traffic, joint ventures. Make sure leads are coming in consistently. Three is having a warm-up funnel, okay? Especially nowadays online, people are very skeptical and you can't just meet someone on Facebook and then sell them your program. You have to warm them up properly. You can do that through a video series, a webinar, some type of system that takes them from 1 to 2. Who the hell are you? To a 10. I'm ready to buy. I know you. I like you. I trust you. After they're properly warmed up, you want to have a high ticket sales process. Okay. I'm a big believer in selling higher end programs, working with less people And you could do it either through a phone sales call, a webinar just like this. You could just mention the price after they're properly warmed up, or even have it on a sales page. Finally, once they're enrolled and they're fully invested, the last and final system, the fifth one, is having a virtual infrastructure. And again, after testing and tweaking numerous apps and softwares, making my own and realizing that there are not that many good ones in the marketplace, when building a virtual infrastructure, I believe you should have some type of membership portal, an online system, and some type of app that's an accountability. And by far the best app and software is PT Distinction.
That's awesome. It's so nice to hear you say that. I mean, you hear about it so many times, like all over. People are always asking about what's the best app to go for, what's the best kind of program to use. And to hear someone like yourself say that, who's kind of, to me, has been around since the start of this industry, really, and been such a pioneer in it, it's incredible to hear. And obviously, I agree. It's the best one they should have. And I think, especially when you get used to using PT Distinction and when you actually realize what it can do and the capability of it, it's an incredibly powerful software.
I recommend it to all my students. And just, I remember like 5 years ago, like just where it was and like where it is now, that you guys are always innovating and being one step ahead of the curve, you know?
I'll wait to see some of the new stuff that's coming out as well. We've just had a new update for the new Android app, which is incredible. But some of the other stuff that's happening on the back end, it's going to be incredible.
Sweet. I'm excited. I'm a big user. Again, like I recommend it to all my students, and obviously people that use it see the power of it. And you guys just make it better and better and better.
That's awesome. If we could just like take these steps back a little bit there, because we kind of have these five steps, and the last one was there is like, you know, creating a virtual infrastructure, if you like, to deliver your services. So we had like, you know, your high ticket sales products, your warm-up funnels, your lead generations, and kind of specializing. And one of the things we talk about a lot, and we've had a few interviews on here, is about really breaking down a niche and trying to find a market in there.
Super important.
Yeah, super, super important. But what a lot of people I find, who I speak to anyway, literally even just today, I put an email out to loads of people and just asked, like, what you really are struggling with at the moment today. And so many questions came back and things came back asking about, like, I'm so scared of niching down. I'm so scared of, like, alienating all these other people that I'm going to turn them all away and they're not going to come into my business. What would you say to somebody that said that, if they're too scared about niching down or worried about how they're going
to alienate? Well, I mean, I think the biggest danger is not niching at all, because when you try to help everyone, you don't help anyone. You know, and a great question to ask people is like, what's the difference between a general doctor and a brain surgeon, right? General doctor, you can find them on any zip code. They'll pretty much help anyone. They work with the entire body. A brain surgeon works with a very small part of the brain, and the salary is significantly different. Here in the States, general doctors make about six figures, right? Mm-hmm. Brain surgeons make multiple seven figures, depending on how good they are, because they are a specialist, right? And you get paid a lot more. You get respected at a much higher rate when you are a specialist, especially in the online fitness world, right? Because I find the most successful coaches specialize in one specific area. And here's the thing. When you specialize in one area, it's not like you limit different people. You know, the funny thing is, more people want to work with you, right? Even if they're outside of your niche, and you could decide whether you want to work with them or not, you know? So again, most people say, like, why would someone pay $1,000, $4,000, you know, $5,000 for an online fitness program? Well, if you specialize it for a specific niche and you are the expert in that niche, you could charge any price you want.
We say all the time, I had a question coming from, Natasha, and she was saying like she had a big issue with self-doubt around that thing. I mean, that the idea that, you know, she's just come into online training and used to working in person, you know, people are there, it's almost has this tangible feel to it, doesn't it, when you're with somebody that stood next to you. It's like, I'm actually paying for this. Okay, I think that's the kind of thought process she's kind of going through, and I think a lot of PTs do go for that when they come online.
I did as well.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. I can remember some of the crazy mistakes I made when I first started doing it. And it kind of made me want to go cheap. Like, people won't pay for this. I'm going to pay like $10 a month for this or whatever. And it's like, and that was going through my head all the time. And I think, like, Natasha luckily has realized that, but she has this big issue with self-doubt about, you know, is she okay to go and do this? Why would somebody want to pay for my services on this? Why would somebody pay this much money for online? I mean, do you have any kind of top tips for that? Like, how can someone overcome that self-doubt?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So I'll share my own personal story, you know? So of course, the hardest thing is the transition. And I didn't transition overnight. It took me some time to go from in-person to fully online. And obviously it was my own personal beliefs. And my own beliefs were, in a sense, seeping in to my clients, because I was a personal trainer doing a lot of one-on-one. So I feel like one-on-one is the best value. I get to be with them physically. And I was making excuses for them why they should pick my one-on-one program, not my online program, you know? And then when I was basically making the transition, I was telling my clients or even new people that are coming in, like, hey, listen, right now I only have 2 days where I do one-on-one sessions. They're very expensive. It's only for 1 hour a week. I only do one session a week with you. Or you have my online program where I work with you 24/7. I'm looking over your shoulder, looking at every meal you eat, looking at your workouts, your cardio, I'm holding you accountable. I'm coaching you 24/7. So in my personal opinion, my online coaching program is far better for you, because you're going to get much better results as opposed to working with me for 1 hour a week. And then the rest of the 23 hours, you're left by yourself, you know? And one thing I learned was, like, the more I believed in that statement, the more I would, I guess, condition myself to become certain when I said that, the easier my clients transition into my online program. Because at the end of the day, you are the expert, right? You are the professional who's diagnosing the problem. And depending on how you explain the program to them, you could create the online program as your flagship, the best of the best program. And one thing that helped me initially, because I had a lot of self-doubt and a lot of insecurity, was I would say incantations over and over and over until I believed it, okay? So I noticed that when I was initially putting out videos, my energy in the videos, it was not that confident. When I was on a sales call, and again, having that conversation, yes, I have a few hours a week in person, but my online program is my best program, right? All of these negative thoughts were coming up. So I started to brainwash myself using the power of affirmation and incantation. I'd say throughout the day, I am the world's best online coach. I'm $1 million online coach. I help clients all around the world. They love my program. I create the best transformations in my online coach program. It's crazy, and I sounded crazy, but I would say this to myself throughout the day. I would go inside the mirror, and also there's an app that I use. I still use it to this day. Mm-hmm. It's called Think Up. And Think Up allows you to create a incantation in your passionate peak state voice, and you could add music on the background. You could find a instrumental of a song that pumps you up from YouTube and add it on there. And for 20 and 30 seconds, it loops a powerful incantation. So,
oh, that's so cool.
When I was brushing my teeth, I was walking to my car, I was cooking some food, I would listen to my incantation over and over again, right? So there's a power when you think, speak, and act. And you act as if soon you'll become. And then when you listen to the sound of your own voice, it will literally change your subconscious mind. Some nights I would put that Think Up app when I went to sleep. I would go to sleep, and then while I'm sleeping, it's going into my subconscious mind. And it's the best thing. It's free too. You literally just think about, like, a set of statements, right? I earn $10,000 a month for my online business. I'm the world's best online coach. I transform lives. Yeah, I'm just, my energy is going up even saying that.
I love it.
Imagine the difference when you say that to yourself and you're listening, you're conditioning yourself when you go on video. Imagine when you're on a sales call, how you talk to that person, right? When you're coaching your clients, you feel like you're the best coach in the world, and that translates in your actions.
That's incredible. That app, I'm definitely going to go download that app.
I recommend it.
I do a lot of incantation stuff myself, in all honesty. Yes. And I do it every day, like, especially with what we do with the PT Ninja things, like our aims and targets. Like, every morning, I just keep saying it out loud, talking it out loud, literally brushing my teeth, mumbling it to myself whilst I'm doing it. So I'm going to try that. Think Up. We say Think Up, it was called.
Think Up. Yes. Up. Because, I was very skeptical at first because, of course, I felt like an idiot saying this, especially when I was not making a lot of money online. I was broken. I was saying this, and I was like, this is kind of like a waste at first, you know? But then I read more and more about the subject, and many don't know this, but I actually have a master's degree in psychology. And when I was studying the various types of psychology, what creates the strongest and most lasting change is shifting your identity, right? If you can shift your identity, how you think, how you speak, and how you act, your whole life will change. Your reality changes, right? So you have a person who has a hard time, you know, quitting cigarettes. They smoke all the time. One person says, I'm trying to quit smoking. The other says, I do not smoke. I am a non-smoker. So who do you think is going to have better success when it comes to quitting?
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. That's huge. Literally everything I've ever done in coaching is about that. Getting people to think that way and do that. It's
identity is destiny, 100%.
Definitely is 100%. Just quickly on that, you mentioned earlier about when you first started out, you know, you're putting this content out. So as I was talking then, Julie Wood, she asked a question whilst that was going on about content. And she was saying, if you were just starting out, you know, we've found our niche now. We know, we kind of know who we're speaking to.
Great.
We have the confidence now. But if you're starting out, what kind of content would you put out? Would you put free content out there? That's basically what she's asking. Should I put free content out there when starting out to it? I mean, I've got my own thoughts.
Yes.
I'd love to hear yours.
I'm a big believer in just, you know, giving freely of information. Your best information, put it out for free, but charge premium for the implementation. Okay. Most people will not take action on your free content, right? If they don't pay, they don't pay attention. But when you're pouring your heart out in your content, you're adding so much value to people, all of a sudden, and they feel indebted to you. And they say, wow, all this content's free. Imagine how the paid program is. And I found a really powerful strategy that I do for myself and I teach to my students to make your content a lot more effective. So instead of putting something out that just gets likes, you actually get leads from your post. And it's a simple formula. It is problem, process, call to action. Okay. So if you know your target client, you know about all the problems they have, right? So you make a list of all of their problems and what they suffer with, what keeps them up at night. Then you come up with a ninja process that's really patented to your own name. After you have that, you want to use a call to action to get them to take action on that content. Okay. So here's a really powerful one. You guys can steal this. It's really effective. And I'll go through the whole formula. Okay. So let's say I'm working with busy moms, and the biggest issue is belly fat, right? Post-pregnancy, midsection fat. So are you a busy mom that struggles with belly fat? Ears hyper-focused, those women with the belly fat, they're listening closely. Then you go into a process. I have a powerful process that I use in my Life Fuel online coaching system. This process will help you lose 1 to 2 inches of belly fat without going to the gym or following a diet. If you want this really powerful process, like this video, and I'll send you an explanation on how it all works. Okay. So problem, busy moms, belly fat. Okay. Process. I have a super ninja process that I teach in my high-end program, but I'll give it to you for free if you call to action like this post. So as an example, I would literally just go and film a video about vacuums. Most people don't know what vacuums are, and vacuums allow you to hold your midsection in. And a lot of bodybuilders use it, but everyday people use it as well. Moms, dads, right? Girls, boys. But it allows you to suck in your midsection, hold your organs in, and your waist literally gets smaller, right? So you're not going to the gym. And you're not following a diet. It fits within those constraints, you know? Mm-hmm. So again, if you think about different ways of helping people and you could come up with a little patented process or a trick or a hack and you get people to call to action, like this post, leave a comment below, DM me right now. The more you use call to actions, the more you train your audience to take those actions, even if it is liking a post, because eventually you're going to say, go to this website, take money out of your wallet, put it in mine, you know, so you got to train them to take those actions.
I always I literally have the same conversation with somebody today, actually a PTD user today, and we're talking about the same thing. And she was asking about a post, and she said, could you have a look at them? So we had a look at the post. Okay. I was like, you're not actually asking people to do anything. You're just putting a bit of information out there, like ask them, like, what would you like them to do? Would you like them to comment? Would you like them to like it? Would you like them to go somewhere? Would you like them to do something and let you know that they've done it? Like, unless you ask, people won't do.
It really has always looked like receive.
Exactly, yeah. Asking you shall receive. And it makes and it really does
you
work.
Make a great point. There's so many talented people that have the best content. Value is so good, but then they don't really use a process, right? When you're obviously using a problem, we're in the business of solving problems, right? The bigger the problem we solve, the more money that we make, right? The problems I solve are peanuts compared to Elon Musk. He solves some big ass problems and he gets paid
some big ass money.
Yes. So we're constantly thinking about the problems that we want to solve. And then when it comes to the solution, the process, it's all about the what and the why, but not the how. Okay. Here's what I want you to do. And here's why it's important. I have a secret process. Why it's important is blah, blah, blah. And the how do I exactly do this is a call to action, right? Once they click or they comment, then you slide up in their DMs and then you accelerate it into, hey, I would love to have you as a client.
It's such a cool way of doing it. You're basically giving value. And I think you hit the nail on the head earlier. Like, you can give value, but the thing that most people pay for is the ability to implement it.
Like, implement it, yes.
And no matter what we do with our clients anyway, like, the information is readily available for most people. I think the two things that changes is, it's kind of what you mentioned earlier. It's they don't know how to implement it. Anyone can get the information. You've got to show them that you know how to implement it. And also, it's information can be implemented if it suits that right particular person. And I think by having the right niche and the right target audience, if you like, it makes it so much easier to, A, figure out the information you need to put out there to try and attract them, and also resonate with them so they know this is going to be different. It's going to work for them because you're talking in their language and you understand what they're going through. And I think it makes such a big difference, such a big difference.
There's a great a copywriting book, and as relating to what you're saying, it's called the Robert Collier Letter Book. It's really responsible for like millions and millions of dollars in marketing. And the book is summed up by this one quote: you want to enter the conversations in your prospects' minds, their fears, desires, dreams, aspirations. The more you get into the conversations and have your marketing address those fears, come up with, you know, what's going to be their solution, then you own the marketplace.
I think that's probably another reason that reinforces why it is important to have a niche. Because if you don't have a niche, doing that generally, like, how would you do that? I don't know how. I couldn't do it. I could not write and put information out for everybody. I just couldn't do it.
So much easier to focus on like one niche. And then, like I said, enter the conversations in their minds. You know, even when I was first starting out, I would basically interview my ideal clients. So on Fridays from like 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., I had like kind of like free coaching hours where I'd offer free coaching sessions. And I would just ask them all the questions about what they're struggling with, what I could help them with. If I could wave a magic wand, what would be a dream come true for you? And as they're talking and they're sharing all that, I'm literally recording it word by word. And then when I do my marketing, I use those same exact words, because the best marketing is using someone else's words, right? Don't make it complicated. Don't make it, you know, like elaborate. You know, if someone says, I need to lose this fat on my arm, then you say, well, do you want to lose the fat on your arms? Instead of saying, well, there's adipose tissue in the deltoid, the rear deltoid area, and the way to, you know, it's like you could talk all this crazy language, but you're disconnecting from that.
Yeah, exactly. All they're just going like this. It doesn't mean anything to them, does it? It's such a, I think like language and understanding that client is one of the key things for me on that. Just going to run through these little, I'm aware of the time for you. We might go over an hour if that's okay.
All good. But,
that's cool. Happy days. So you mentioned next kind of step is like a warm-up kind of funnel that people would move into. Would that be similar to, say, your book, for example, or would it be something different, or how would that?
Yeah.
What is a warm-up funnel? Let's go for that.
A book is one of the best warm-up funnels because, again, the purpose of a warm-up funnel is to take someone from 1 to 10. 1 is, who the hell are you? Why should I buy from you? To 10 is, I know you. I like you. I trust you. You're the person that helps me specifically. You understand me. So here's my money. Okay, so a book is one of the only pieces of content in this day and age that could keep your prospect engaged for 8 to 10 hours, learning all about you, your backstory, your skills, the people you've helped, right? They're literally getting to know you better. And I'm sure many of us have read books. We like literally fell in love with the author. And if the author at the end of it gave us a proposition of working together, we would take it in a heartbeat, right? Because you're, well, this person's so amazing. I want them to help me. Well, here's a call to action. So a book is, yes, a phenomenal warm-up.
I think for anyone that's, I'm sure some people are thinking, I can't write a book. I've never written a book before. What other options would be a good example of a warm-up funnel? Like what would be the end goal? Is it to take them from 1 to 10 or what other things could do that could help you?
Well, essentially in marketing, right, to connect with someone, you want to know, like, and trust them, okay? So when you have a piece of content, a video, or even a little bit of audio, a webinar, right? Mm-hmm. And in that video, you have the ability of introducing yourself, sharing your backstory, your own hero's journey, right? Mm-hmm. For me personally, I was 60 pounds overweight. I overcame that, and then I became a fitness professional. And now I focus on this specific niche, right? So you have a mission, you have a big why, and then you wanna use credibility. So here are some other people that are just like you that I've helped. Here's some results that I got. And then they maybe say some testimonials, whether it's written or video. And then having a way of, in a sense, talking about the process. Here's a process to transform your life. It's specifically made for your niche. And the way that you do it is through my coaching program, right? So it's the new opportunity. And a great book on this is Expert Secrets. Russell Brunson's Expert Secrets. It is the best book on warming up an audience and becoming the master of one niche, you know? And basically it's like the ability of really having this one piece of content that if like a strange person from a Facebook ad came across your video or read a post within that time frame, they would know you, like you, and trust you and want to invest with you.
Yeah. Which I love the irony of that, that book in itself is a warm-up funnel. That's what I like about Twitch. That's what it is. It's a book to help you build a warm-up funnel.
Upsells you to like a $30,000 mastermind. So yeah,
and the rest. He's took a fair bit of money from me, bless him.
Yes. The world. And if you see, like for example, both my online fitness business and my online super coach, took them to $1 million with just one warm-up funnel, right? And that's often what Brunson says too, you're one funnel away. So if you spend time on that to pre-sell your clientele, that's going to make your life so much easier because we've all been, let's say, for example, someone hits you up on Facebook. They don't know you that well. I'm interested in coaching. Great, let's hop on a call. And on that call, you're having to explain yourself. You're having to share like so much. It takes so long for them to build the same trust and likability that very often most people can't persuade someone to pay them, a large sum of money because they need more trust and credibility. So what I do is like, hey, I would love to hop on a call with you, but I'm gonna give you some homework first. Watch this video, take some notes. It's gonna really help you with your problem and then get back to me after you watch it. We'll hop on a call.
I think that's an awesome way of doing it. For me, if I was, I still do, like if I go on a sales call for any like higher price products that might be selling up or anything like that, to me, it's all about them. Like I very rarely, when they get to that point of the call, they know who I am, what I offer, what they're going to really get from me.
Oh, yes.
The call itself to me is, it's a sales call, but I don't speak that much. I ask questions, I shut up. I let them talk about them, about them, about them. And eventually they talk themselves into a sale with me by the end of it. I think it's so important. But again, you can't do that unless you've established your niche beforehand. You put incredible value out there to let them know what you're about and how you, like you said, how you can help them, how they can, how they can go away and action some stuff. And then again, using that warm-up funnel to try and build up that kind of know, like, and trust relationship and take them from A to B. I was speaking to a guy because we help set PTD up for people as well.
Nice.
And we set up one the other day, which was really cool. I thought was quite good for a warm-up funnel. And They used it as either warming people up, but also to send things out to people if they got in touch with them. And it was like a 5-day series inside the app itself. So they have 5 videos that go out, and the 5 videos talk directly to their clients and their problems that they had. And what they actually did is, on the videos, when there was something for them to do and they was talking about, see, they can go away and try and do this. Instead of actually saying, go and do this, they actually told a story, which was basically a testimonial from one of their other clients that implemented that same thing. And it was quite interesting. They were sharing, like, you know, what it is to kind of do, how it works, and using testimonials along that. And very quickly, over like 5 days, they had these interactions with them. They knew if they got through those 5 days at the end, they knew enough that get them on that call, they're probably going to sell. It's such a cool way of doing it. It's a genius way of doing it. I was like, that's ace. I like that. Very cool way of doing it.
You want somebody to do all the heavy lifting for you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think with the likes of PT Distinction and well, whatever software's out there, I mean, obviously, ideally PTD, if people listen to this, but you can do it with some other things. PTD is definitely the way to do it. Like, there's things that, as much as I'm always going to be slightly biased to it, I've used lots of other softwares. I used a lot of other softwares before I even came to PTD. And yeah, there's so much stuff you can do on this you can't do with anything else.
And that's what I was saying. Like, literally, I've been, you know, doing this for 10 years, you know, day in, day out, just working with personal trainers and coaches. And from all the softwares that exist, PTD has everything, like all the features you need, you know, like pretty much like all the stuff that I'm teaching, it has a lot of those things already built in, you know, especially on the delivery, the back end element of it. And it's like a one-stop shop.
You mentioned about the kind of delivery and stuff. Is there any tips and advice you can give people on the delivery of the side of it? Like, would things like an avatar, understanding your client in detail, will that help with the delivery? Would that help speed things up with a lighter scale better? How would that work?
Because, of course, like, you know, every niche has a different personality and different needs, you know, because less than using PTD to coach a power lifter is going to be used differently to coach a busy mom that sits on a couch and basically, you know, raises a kid, a housewife per se. So you have to obviously understand, right, their fears, frustrations, dreams, and desires, and then coach in a way that progressively overloads them at the level they're at, you know? Cause I remember when I used to start, I used to give them way too much stuff and overwhelm them. And it's found over the years, both with myself and also with many of my clients, most people like a simple coaching style that they could accomplish. It builds confidence. And then you're incrementally making it more challenging as you go on. You know, if you give someone like a hard ass diet and all these workouts and all these cardios and all right, this is what you have to do, they're like overwhelmed, you know? So I would literally just have my clients, all right, what I want you to do this first week is basically take a photo of your food and send it to me through PTD per se, right? The mere act of them taking a photo and sending it over, that has done more to help them lose weight, to build more confidence. Is easy for them to do, but at the same time makes a huge difference because it just makes them more aware and conscious of like, what am I eating every single day?
That's it. That's a huge thing. I think that compared to sending a diet plan out, sending this workout, that small steps and that conscious awareness of it will always have the biggest impact. I think unless you're maybe training top end athletes where like they already know what they're doing, it's like, this is literally this, this, and this. For the most part, you don't need anything else. It's just about adapting that to suit your type of client that you're delivering to. And I think
majority of our clientele just need this simple, basic stuff, right? Yeah. Unless you're dealing with like a competitive bodybuilder and he has to use MyFitnessPal to track all their macros and to see how much cardio they're doing. And you're checking their body fat every week. That's a whole different ballgame, right? But for the average person that we help, the simpler, the better. You have to, you know, when you simplify, you multiply.
Yeah, I think that's actually quite a scary thing, I think, as well, for a lot of trainers. A lot of conversations we have, so when people come to us and they say, well, you know, can you go and set this up for us inside PTD? The first thing says, like, what would you like to set up? Because we don't know. We don't know who they work with. We're trying to find out more about them. And then they'll say, okay, now what you do is send for any content you want. We can create bits for you, but if you've got anything particularly you want to do, send it through. And sometimes we get so much information that they want to send out there. And I always go back and say, like, it's fine, we can do that. But the problem is, imagine what it's going to be like for your client when they first open that app up and they're paid X amount of money and it's just, It must be like drinking from a fire hose.
Overwhelmed. Right?
So much overwhelming.
Overwhelm is what stops most people with online fitness. That's the number one killer of clients, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just stops the there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think, people can kind of like take a step back sometimes. And I think, like you mentioned earlier, understanding your clients makes a huge difference in that.
Absolutely.
You can really start break it down. You mentioned as well, I'm not trying to keep you too long, but you mentioned there about like the way your business model was to do the like many. So like do one thing and tackle many. Did you do that in both businesses, in your Super Coach business and in your online business? Was it coach many through one form, or was it more one-to-one? How was it you did it?
Yeah, so I'm a huge believer in one-to-many. I feel like people get better results. Obviously, it's a bit more affordable, but it's more scalable for the coach themselves, you know? And again, most people don't need hour-long Zoom sessions with their clients every week, you know, because that's also a bit consuming. I mean, someone says, I'm going to stop training clients in the gym, but I'm going to do hour-long Zoom workouts. You're literally trading hours for dollars instead of driving to the gym. You're doing it from home. You know, it's not so scalable. And it's also, they're so dependent on you. You want to give them little things to make them accountable. And then from there, make them very self-sufficient, because when they're self-sufficient, then they could get better results. And at the same time, you could scale with more clients. And I work with, as many people, you know, because I find that there's little tricks you could do to give the intimacy of the one-to-one in a group model, and it feels intimate, but you work with a lot of clients. So here's a really, really powerful tip. Using a WhatsApp or Voxer voice note coaching is very powerful. All right. So we have those apps. My favorite is Voxer. WhatsApp does the same thing, where someone sends a voice memo and then you get it. So what I like to do is I have a one-to-many group program, but I offer unlimited voice coaching, right? So it's pretty much one-on-one, where instead of being on a call for 30 minutes for an hour, they could send a voice note at any time of the day, 24/7, you know? So I tested this. I remember I had like 50 clients and I said, now you all have the ability to send me voice notes as much as you want. So one part of me was scared, like, oh my God, like every waking moment, they're going to send me these messages, you know? What ended up happening was that it was an extreme high value, like this unlimited voice coaching, right? And that's what you say, you're in a supermarket and you're kind of confused on what to do. Send me a 20-second voice note, right? You're in the gym and you're kind of confused about a workout. Okay, send me the voice note. And I find that if you train them and say, okay, maximum is 2 minutes, and allow me, you know, let's say 12 hours to get back to you. You have certain boundaries within that. I found that people do not abuse it. They use it very wisely because they stay within those boundaries, right? So they're not going to voice note you every 2 seconds. They're going to maybe in the beginning, and it's super easy, and it's easier for you. Instead of like replying back with a long ass email, you have a quick voice note. You know, they can write a long email, it's like a paragraph, or a 20-second voice note, you know? But again, if you set the boundaries within it, it's very valuable for them because they could speak to you at any time that they want. And at the same time, like, they do not use as much as you think they would, you know? So like, for example, instead of saying you have a weekly one-on-one 30-minute call, you have unlimited voice note coaching. And if you literally add up the minutes, maybe it'll be 5 or 6 minutes that they use in the voice notes.
I think the biggest advantage of that as well from the start, I think that's a cool way of doing it actually.
Yes.
Is that you actually have control or more control over it. So imagine you're doing a coaching call. If you do a coaching call, you're limited by their availability and your availability, which means the more people book in, the more clients you have, the less availability you have. And generally speaking, the chances are it'll be down to you to make availability for them because they paid you. That this is now part of their package. Say it's a weekly 30-minute call. That's a lot of 30 minutes in 1 week. You've got to try and make fit around everybody. And I can imagine that's going to be quite difficult. As soon as you do something like you're suggesting there, where you send voice notes out and you give those boundaries, and again, those boundaries, I think, are the most important part of that, I would imagine. I imagine if you don't have boundaries there, it could be a nightmare. But if you have those boundaries there, then you're now in control. It's like, okay, I can decide when I'm going to sit here. I can put an hour aside with every 12-hour period where I'm going to listen to these voice notes I'm going to look at what it is and send it back. And I think that's a really cool way of doing it. And it must save you no end of time and give you so much more time freedom, I should say.
Exactly. Yes.
That's a very cool way of doing it. Very
and
cool
the cool thing with Voxer that I like is that you can listen to like 4 times the speed. So even if it's like a 2-minute message, you put a 4x speed, it's like 20 seconds, you know? You can process it very quickly. But, you know, like you said, it gives people this feeling they're always connected to you, you know? And at the same time, you don't have to do emails. Like, it just makes communication a lot more efficient.
Yeah, I like that. It's a very cool way of doing it. Just quickly on that, we've talked there about setting boundaries. We talked there about, you know, having a more kind of one-for-many approach with it all. And we talked also about not really giving out too much information and drip-feeding that out. When I'm speaking to you, and obviously we've mentioned already, your processes were high ticket, so which means highest value of what's been out there. And we kind of know from people that have asked questions here and asked questions before and what we've heard inside the group, that a lot of people do struggle with charging higher value stuff. And I think that's a big roadblock to go from, okay, I want to charge a decent amount of money to make a decent amount of income, yet what I'm being told now, in order to deliver the best possible results, I've got to convince my clients that that means less information being given to them and less communication being given to them and giving them boundaries, but I want to charge them a lot more money. What would you say to somebody who kind of has those roadblocks? How can they get past those roadblocks or maybe help their clients get past those roadblocks?
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing I said earlier. The more someone pays, the more they pay attention, you know. Working with less people, charging more, but also selling the transformation and not selling like the features or what they're getting, you know, right? So, for example, like I have some students that will do a 6-month coaching program or even a 12-month program, right? I had a really powerful podcast with one of my students, Erin, and she sells a $48,000 12-month program, right? And with this program, it's like a hybrid where it's intensive online coaching for 1 year, but also she does 2 like in-person immersive masterminds where basically they fly in wherever they are in the world. They stay at a hotel close to her. And then one day she'll take them to the gym and do a workout with them, correct their form, put them through a whole process, take them shopping, and they have all their foods. And then from there, show them cooking and meal prepping. And then another day will be like planning your week and how to have your fitness and your mindset and your work-related stuff. But it's like a hybrid program. And it's like, you know, the fact is most of it's online, and then it's like these 2-person in-person days. But again, it's a $48,000 package and she sold it successfully, right? So you could create something extremely valuable and figure out, like, again, not to where, like, you know, this person's going to rely on you forever and ever to use this program. It's sold as the end all be all. This is the one program. Yes, it's very expensive, but it's very effective. And if you invest in this, you'll never need another program in the future.
I like it. That's very cool. Just quickly, you mentioned a lot. We've mentioned a lot in the past for 10 minutes or so about students and your students. So can we talk a little bit about your actual Fit Pro business, the online super coach? What's actually that about? What exactly do you do with that? How are you helping people at the moment with that?
Yes. So, you know, I actually decided that helping personal trainers and coaches, that was kind of like my life's purpose, you know, after being a PT for 10 years and just burning myself out and do things the wrong way. I was like, this is what I want to do. And it's been a fun ride. I started doing it in 2013. And essentially, I have different levels of students. Someone who's just starting out, they may be at a startup. They've never had a single online client. So I have a specific program to get you your first $10,000 month. And that's more of the foundational stuff, going through the 5 systems, finding your target market, setting up your marketing systems, setting up your warm-up and sales funnels, and then figuring out the back end process and how to dial that in, right? Most importantly, it's having a specific offer, the one offer that'll take you to your $10,000 month or have multiple 6-figure years. Beyond that, I have students that are already making 6 figures, right? And they're in a place where they have all of those systems set up, but they want to get more advanced strategies. So maybe they want to start running Facebook and YouTube ads, right? They want to have ads coming in with leads. Then it's building their expert business. I help them launch a best-selling book, to launch a podcast, to even do their own live events. And this is more my advanced coaching program. So everything that I've teach is what I've done for myself, because I run live events. I have a podcast, I have a book. It all depends on where you are. Like if you're just at the startup, then it's my intro level program. And then basically, obviously, if you're in a place where you have already momentum, you just want to scale your business and hire a team and get virtual assistants and just build out more of the infrastructure of a seven-figure million-dollar business, then that's another program for that. And recently, I started to create more over-delivery in my programs, because I noticed this, especially because of COVID. Obviously, people are struggling financially. People don't know what to do. There's all over the place. And when it comes to hiring a coach or being obviously in the FitPro market, there's a lot of options. It's a bit overwhelming. You don't know who to trust. So I actually started developing a $1 trial, where basically I have an entire coaching program, whether you're just starting out or you want to scale, and you have to pay $1 and you get coaching, you get all the systems, all the processes. And then once you start generating money and you create income, then you pay back for the program. So it's kind of like helping people get results in advance, developing income, and then using the income towards paying me. Like, listen, I'm going to help you get your first clients. Once you make the money, then you pay for the rest of the program.
That's an absolute no-brainer. Honestly, if I was, I would not even think twice about doing that. I wouldn't think twice about doing it anyway. But I wouldn't think twice about saying, no, here's a dollar and I'm not going to pay you anything until I'm
getting
my money back. And it must have a huge confidence in your system, because that's all based on you saying, I know my system works.
Yes.
Go ahead and implement it. It'll work, because you're the one taking the risk.
I had a mentor named Dean Jackson, and he was in the 25K group, and I learned so much from him. And he just posed that question: what would you do only if your client got a result? What if you only got paid when your client got a result? And I was just meditating. I was thinking about that. Wow. If I only got paid if they got a result, I would set something like this up, where basically, you know, essentially it's like free coaching until you get your first few clients. Once you make the money, then you pay me. So in every business, you could develop an irresistible offer, right? That you give results in advance. You give people the way of creating a really powerful result. And once they have that result, then they invest in you. And the same goes for online coaching. A lot of my students have done something similar, where basically they coach people for free initially, over deliver, get them the result, and then once they get the result, then they get paid.
I like it. That's a cool way. It's very, quite, I'd say, like a very original way of doing it, actually. I like it. Very smart way.
Yes. I mean, if you think about it, like an offer like that will beat any other offer, because when everyone's doing the same exact thing, you're creating something that is so irresistible. You're taking all the risk, and unless they get a result, you don't get paid.
Yeah. That's awesome. I like it. So, I'm going to talk about the offer. If somebody wants to find out a bit more about that and how to get involved with what you do, where would they go? What would be the first step?
Yes. Well, I find the best thing is you can just add me on Facebook and just message me on there. Facebook.com/AJFitz. And, you know, check my DMs. I'll answer you back. If you got any insights or have any questions from this podcast, hit me up on there. Or if you're interested in doing a $1 trial, getting results in advance, I could help you out and see which program is the best fit for you. I have my website, which is onlinesupercoach.com. And that's kind of like the main hub that has my books and my podcasts and my live events and a lot of free trainings. That's like the main thing. And then, you know, for people that do not have a PT distinction, you're leaving a lot of money on the table. You're wasting a lot of time. And actually created a special link for someone who wants to go and even try PT distinction. It's onlinesupercoach.com/PTD.
Yep.
PT distinction, right?
Yeah.
And then if you sign up from that link, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a free course. I created a free lead generation course, get 40 online clients in 14 days, and I'll give it as a bonus for free.
Oh, nice. Awesome. That's incredible. I'll tell you what I'll do. All those links, there's a few links there. I'm going to pop them in the actual comments. I was going to put them in the comments. I'll put them in the comments as well. But I'll also put it into the title of this post so people can get it straight away. So it's a bit easy to find.
Oh, sweet.
If that's awesome. So I think I've got the link. Or if not, if you could send it through, that'd be awesome. Then I'll make sure it's the right one so they can take up on that offer.
I also want to confirm, like, the PT Distinction link, the one that I have is, it's like a trial period, correct? It's like they get to test drive it.
Yeah. So it's a 30-day free trial it will be from there.
Yes. So you guys do the same thing. Results in advance, right? You're so confident in the software. You're like, here, try it out for 30 days. Yeah. Like it or love
make
it.
Make some money. Yeah, if you make some money, you're going to stay. If you don't make some money, then you won't.
Yes. And obviously that's one of the reasons why you have such a high track record because obviously the technology and over-delivering and always adding new features, you get so much people to like love it and they want to stay on for long periods. Like, I've had students who I referred the program like years ago and they're still using it every single day, because it's phenomenal. When you have that level of retention, it shows how powerful it is. And I commend you guys because again, I was an idiot and I thought I was going to launch an app. I paid $40,000, but it was such a pain in the ass because Android and iPhone would always have changes. Like, I'm like, there's no way I'm getting into the app business or software business because you have to invest so much. And you guys are doing that. You're always innovating and you're taking it to the next level.
It's a very consistent investment, put it that way. Yeah. It's a way to do to keep it going.
I hear you. I couldn't do it, man.
I really appreciate it. Focus on coaching. Yeah, definitely. Focus on the coaching. It's a good way. It's a good way of doing it. Well, I think we've looked recently as well at the numbers. I mean, like you mentioned there about retention and about what you can do with inside the software. And what I love is the fact that the stuff we've talked about today, you can implement through PT Distinction. And I think if you follow your link, go to training, I've no doubt some of the stuff you go through there, you'll be able to use PT to help implement some of that as well. And I think it's a testament also to the people that use it. I mean, we compared the average client count of PT Distinction to other softwares. And PTD's average client count is much higher per trainer compared to others, like a lot higher.
I could imagine,
It's quite impressive what everybody's doing.
Ferrari of fitness softwares.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm going to steal that Ferrari of fitness softwares. Yes. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you giving up the time today. I know we've gone over a little bit, but that's okay. But I do appreciate you jumping on and sharing all that amazing stuff with us. If anybody wants to, again, get in touch with AJ, I will put the link in the title up here so you can have a look at that and get all that offer for the free training inside there. And like AJ mentioned as well, I'm sure it'll be okay if you want to reach out to him. Give me a little like, dear heaven, say hello. And of course, if you've got any questions, I know a lot of people are watching this back on the replay, what we said earlier as well. So I'm sure AJ will be okay. If you've got any questions, just tag him in. I'm sure he'll come say hello.
I'm in the group all the time. Tag me. And if you are still on here, you came in this far and you found it valuable, make a little post on what you found most valuable, because I'm very accessible again. Slide in my DM, add me as a friend, I'll add you back, and more than happy to help you.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Well, everyone, thank you for joining us. I know a lot of you, actually quite a few of you, stayed on all the way through, which is incredible. Happy days. I love it when people do that. These people actually enjoy what we're talking about, which is always
good. These are the true action takers, right?
They're true action takers. Yeah, yes. Exactly. We've got some good comments as well. I know you can't see the comments at the moment. If you go back and have a look, there's some awesome comments coming through. Just saying thank you, all interesting stuff, motivating. Thank you, AJ. Like, great insight. So that was awesome. Thank you very much. That's some really cool comments and stuff coming in. Derek as well saying thanks, guys. Going to come back and check out the stuff you put up. So. Again, thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for sticking on, watching the replay. Please do let us know how you get on. Please ask questions. Check out the link above to find out more about AJ and get in touch with him. And thank you very much, everybody. And thank you very much, AJ. We'll speak to you soon.
Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Online Super Coach Podcast. If you like this show, share it with your friends and subscribe on iTunes. For show notes and for free training on how you can attract, convert, and deliver like a million-dollar online coach, visit OnlineSuperCoach.com.